Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I am your host, Chuck Curlin. Today we are joined by a familiar face here in King of Prussia. He is the president and CEO of the King of Prussia District, Eric Goldstein. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Chuck. Nice to see you.
Well, for our viewers who have not witnessed any of your previous shows, give them a little background of how you got involved with the organization here in King of Prussia.
Sure. So I've been with King of Prussia District since its beginning in early 2011. So we're, you know, a business improvement district that was created by the township back there in 2010, mm-hmm. Largely as a response to the Great Recession of 07-08, when a lot of the buildings, office buildings out here were really struggling. So we were created in response to that, and I've been working here ever since, 14 and a half years now.
Wow. What transpired you to get into this business? Like, what were you doing previously?
Yeah, so I had previous experience working for a business improvement district. I was the head of the University City District back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then in between did some real estate development work in New Jersey, working on affordable housing projects in inner cities. But I always loved the work of the business improvement district in the business improvement district world and wanted to get back into that. And this opportunity came up in late 2010. I applied and fortunately got the position, been here ever since.
So you had the right background, and now 14 years later.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What things have you seen that you envisioned, and are there ideas that did not work out the way you thought they'd work out?
Okay, great question.
Thank you.
So, you know, my attraction to Upper Marion Township initially, I'm a landscape architect and a professional planner, so I was really attracted to the sort of notion of helping a suburban community sort of, you know, shape itself over time, and saw a lot of opportunity and a lot of excitement here in Upper Marion Township. So in the last 14 and a half years, there's been a lot of, you know, major development projects, as most people who live around here know. Perhaps the most exciting probably being the Village of Valley Forge, the creation of that mixed use district that, you know, gave Upper Marion Township essentially a main street. A lot of new residents and a lot of new retail, but a pretty exciting space. I think that's probably one of the highlights of the things I've seen. We've seen boatloads of development in the world of medical and life sciences here, which has been really great to watch. A lot of other retail things that have happened around the mall, a lot of other residential type projects. And I don't know, not too many things that I sort of envisioned didn't happen. Mm-hmm. It's been a pretty good run, a lot of really positive things.
That's a good thing, all positive.
Yeah, I think so.
So a resident, seeing what has transpired here over the last, let's say 10 to 15 years, do they think that the funding for your group is coming from them, or where is the funding?
So yeah, good point. So the way that we're set up is like any business improvement district, there's a boundary that is drawn, and then there are properties within that boundary that pay mandatory assessment fees. So here in Upper Marion Township, we have a boundary like every other bid, and all the commercial, industrial, and multifamily residential property owners pay mandatory assessment fees to our organization, which we use to fund the five programs that we run. None of the money that we receive is from any Upper Marion Township or county or even state tax money. So it's all privately funded in support of our mission, which is essentially to be a catalyst for economic development and job growth.
Yeah, because the point that I was also wanted to make is I follow you on social media, your group, obviously the King of Prussia District. Mm-hmm. I guess would be a good time to give a little shout out to some of the people that are behind the scenes that people really don't see out front. I know I see Rachel. Mm-hmm. She's constantly giving updates on what's happening, especially here in the community.
We have an amazing staff. It's a small staff. We're seven people. We run five programs. So our programs are marketing and communications, which Rachel Ammon runs. Yep. And then we also have Shauna Sanchez, who does our content marketing. And then we have Lauren Sleva, who runs all of our events and handles our community engagement work. We have our other two programs, physical improvements and transportation, which is run by a guy named Chris Bosler. Mm-hmm. We have a program called research and data analytics, which is run by a hire that we got in about a year ago. Her name is She. Gul, and she's a grad of Penn, recent grad of Penn. She is phenomenal. And then our last program is land use and zoning, which is largely run by me.
Right. I guess in addition your architectural to my background, that's that's your forte.
And then I, of course, handle the administrative work. And then the last person on the staff is Julie DeMasi. Not last in terms of importance, but she does all of our finance and administrative work. So that's the seven.
So was it the original seven, or did it grow over the?
It's changed from time to time. But one of the things I love about our organization is that the people have been there for a really long time. So Julie has been there almost since the beginning. Shauna almost since the beginning. Rachel has been there for about 8 years, Chris 9 years, Lauren has been there for over 3 years, and she is our newest hire. She's been there for over a year. So I love the longevity of the staff, and it's just it's awesome having these people who are that committed and you know, really know what they're doing. They're dynamite.
Yeah, it was just going through my head. She, who's your latest, must have seen that longevity, and that must really plant a nice seed that, hey, if these people must really like working here.
Yeah.
If they didn't, they'd be gone.
Right.
You know?
I hope so.
People don't leave companies. You know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we try to, you know, create that environment, a culture where people want to stay. And I do think that the work here in Upper Marion Township is really exciting, and I think that's appealing to people in the type of job that I do and that my staff does. Being a part of all of the things that are going on here is really exciting.
Do residents here in the community reach out for information or ideas on what's happening in the King of Prussia District?
Sure. So I would say they interact with us in a variety of different ways. Most of the times residents are interacting through our event programming. So they're coming out to some event that we're doing in the community, or they're responding to some kind of event that we're doing, whether, you know, it's a fundraiser for Children's Hospital or a fundraiser for the Upper Marion Community Cupboard. There are programs and ways that they can get involved with that. And that's typically the interaction that we have with them.
Yeah, and I'm sure social media is a big thing too, because that gets the word out.
They definitely interact with us through social media. Like, most of our stuff is going to come, or the things that they learn about us are going to be through social media.
Right.
Right, that's how they're going to read about the things we do.
The one thing that I was always curious, and I've always meant to ask you this, is there one business or organization that seems to lean on the district a lot?
I don't know that there's any one in particular that leans on the district. I mean, the way that we operate is, you know, we have an independent board of directors.
Right.
We have committees that help us run each one of those five programs. Mm-hmm. And I think that I wouldn't say that they lean on us. It's that, you know, a lot of these companies want to be involved with the district.
That's
because it helps them in their business. It helps them in their goals to be more engaged in the community. Mm-hmm. And that could be anybody from, you know, Simon Property Group, the owners of the mall, down to a lot of smaller businesses that are sitting on our board or sitting on those committees.
Right.
And just want to be engaged because it helps them. It's almost like being a member of a chamber, you know, in a sense.
Yeah, it's almost like a higher level. That's exactly what I was thinking, a higher level of a chamber. But it's good that you have that communication, and with the longevity, it seems like good things are happening.
Yeah.
I'd like to dig a little bit deeper in terms of some of the projects that are really taking place and how are they effective here in the community.
Sure, yeah. I can give you an example of sort of the types of things that we do in each of those five programs that I described. So let's start with physical improvements. So we do a lot of work installing landscaping projects, doing signage projects on some of the sort of high visibility corridors in the township, like a 202 or an Allendale Road. And then we do a lot of landscape projects in the corporate parks too, like Renaissance Corporate Park and Moore Park. And now, after all of this time, 14 years after our creation, we actually manage over 7 acres of landscape and open space, not including the linear park that we built on First Avenue. So it's a lot of landscaping, it's a lot of signage. We maintain and manage everything that we install, so we never build something and then walk away from it. So one of the things that we really pride ourselves on in the physical improvement department is building something, but then staying on top of it so that it looks top notch for years to come. And hopefully people see that in the medians and the sides of the roads of the projects that we do. In transportation, a good example are the trails that we build. So we build a lot of multimodal trails, so trails that can be used by cyclists or pedestrians or runners. Mm-hmm. Things like First Avenue, on First Avenue, where we're trying to connect a lot of property owners that haven't been connected for decades. Like literally these property owners didn't have any sidewalk connections whatsoever. And so working on projects with those private property owners to build these really wide sidewalks and amenity spaces. So we had lighting and benches and seating areas and fun things like ping pong tables and beehives and things like that, that, you know,
keep bring people together.
Kind of like their community gathering spaces, yes, which is really nice. So that's a great, good example of something we might do in transportation. In research and data analytics, we do a lot of work to sort of capture the statistics and, you know, the data that's here in Upper Marion Township and sort of isolate that data so that our stakeholders, so there's 432 property owners that pay fees into us, those property owners, their tenants, Upper Marion Township management, like planning people, right, the township manager, elected officials, mm-hmm, can use that data to make informed decisions. So we do a lot of stuff like we built out a thing that we call the data dashboard, which is on our website where people can go and see, you know, really up-to-date statistics on a whole range of things from the hospitality world to retail to employment to baseline demographics of how the township population is made up. In land use and zoning, a good example of the ways that we've implemented things in there is, you know, we worked with the township over a pretty long period of time between like 2012 and 14 on rezoning what we now call Moore Park, which what used to be known as the King of Prussia Business Park, which was up by where the casino is,
right,
and Topgolf. Rezoning that as a mixed-use district that gave property owners a little bit more flexibility of how to redevelop their properties. A lot of them were really struggling under, you know, old-fashioned kind of zoning codes. So that's another way that we sort of work with the township within our programming. And then marketing and communications would be our fifth program. We do tons of events, from pop-up, you know, coffee cafe type things in the business parks to major things like the First Responders Appreciation Week that we do every fall for police, fire, and EMT here in Upper Marion. We do something called the Igloo Garden on the Green in November every year for a two-week period that benefits the Upper Marion area community cupboard. We do our restaurant week and KOP Shops for Chop. Event that benefits the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia's King of Prussia campus.
That's nice.
So those are some examples of things we do within our programs.
So I'm curious now, like hearing everything, the one thing that really jumps out at me is the beautification. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is when you plan on doing some type of landscaping, you're going to keep it up. Mm-hmm. I think there's a value behind that. And so I wonder, do people say, hey, Eric, there's a value-based proposition here when you do something like that, because it does maintain the value of the community.
Absolutely. We hear a lot from property owners that that know that those projects are going in, know that we are going to be maintaining them for a long period of time. Like, we're not just going to, you know, a lot of townships and other organizations might design something, implement it, and then walk away from it, and then a couple of years later, it's not looking so great.
Right.
So we don't want that situation. We're trying to create long-term value for the property owners and the tenants within those properties all around the township. So we've done projects on Henderson Road, on North Gulf Road, on First Avenue, on Allendale Road, on 202, in the Renaissance Park, in Moore Park. You know, we try to sort of spread the work around to impact as many property owners as we possibly can, and then to make sure that is always looking good, because people definitely recognize that. Yes. They see that, And they do think that it helps increase the value of their properties and helps them attract tenants, which is really important.
It definitely is. And the light bulb goes off in my head because I don't know if you modeled this after, but that is like the Disney model.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's
something that if you go into the park, it always looks the same way it is, and that's the
philosophy. We don't have Disney money.
Right.
And we also don't have the underground tunnel system. So you don't see our, unfortunately, you see our contractors out there working and the trucks bleeping. And
exactly. Well, Disney does most of their work at night, just so you know, when the park's closed.
We don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's good, though, because at least the community knows that there is a... there's a mission here, and it's going in the right direction, and that's why I thought if people are seeing the value, they should be more willing to get involved.
Yeah, so they see the value, and they definitely get involved. I mean, we have you know, there's a lot of engagement from property owners, from tenants within those properties. We see a lot of engagement from residents in our events. You know, a lot of them come out to these events, and a large number of our events are free to residents, so open to the public. We definitely see engagement through all that.
And that's a big thing too. If you're offering something for free, a lot of people will say, hey, it doesn't hurt to check this out.
Why not? Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of events, who's coming up with the creative ideas to create more events?
Not me, I can tell you that. Our marketing people, Rachel and Lauren and Shauna, are the key people that are, you know, determining the type of events that we do, and constantly sort of analyzing, you know, what works, what doesn't work, things that have been effective and not effective. A lot of the events that we do are fundraisers for other organizations, which a lot of people, you know, might think is kind of weird because we're a nonprofit ourselves. Most nonprofits are busy raising money for themselves. We actually do a lot of work for other nonprofits and provide a lot of funds to other organizations. In addition, like Valley Forge Park Alliance, we donated to the construction of their new headquarters in Valley Forge Park because we think that's really important. We also make contributions to the Upper Marion Area School District to their student scholarship fund. And then we fund smaller things too, like the softball leagues, the baseball leagues, sponsoring programs like that, because we think that's all really important. But the creativity and the ideas behind all of that, the things that we sponsor, the types of events that we do, that all comes right out of our marketing department.
You told us a lot about the projects and programs. One thing I know you started back in 2024 was a community engagement plan. How did that transpire and how is it going now? Is it still in operation or is it over?
Oh, it's not over. It's in the beginning.
Okay.
So yeah, we decided in the beginning of 2024 that we were gonna do something that we had not done in the whole time that we've been operating since 2011, and that is to do a survey of the community to see what they sort of think or know about, and also think about our organization. About King of Prussia and Upper Marion Township as a, you know, geographic location, and what they like about things, what they don't like about things, what they'd like to see, and then again, what they know about us, what they know about our programming, and interaction with like the types of events that they may have attended, and it was really interesting, and it took the better part of all of 2024. We hired a third-party company to help us sort of gather all of this data because it was pretty big, a very big project. And we sort of identified our audiences. So we identified six audiences. As an example, residents are one of those audiences. Upper Marion Township supervisors are another. Employees are a third, you know, just to give you a kind of idea of the type of audiences that we serve. And of course, our assessment fee paying stakeholders are another audience. So we reached out to them in a number of ways. So to get to residents, for example, we set up a lot of FaceTime at things like the farmers markets or at the fall festival to gather information and ask questions. We did digital surveys. We set up kiosks in office buildings, and then you know, all of that took almost all of 2024. And then we received the report back in December, The report didn't really have like recommendations. It had what the consultant called insights.
Okay.
So now it was up to us, our staff essentially, and our committees to take a look at those insights.
Right.
Yeah, and try to figure out, you know, what do we do with all of this information? What do we do with these insights? What kind of changes can we make in our programming to be better at, you know, the types of things that we were seeing that need improvement, for example? Or what do we do really well that we can continue to do and do with confidence, knowing that people are responding well to it? So it was a really interesting process. And it took all of the spring of 2025 to work through the staff, to work through the committees, to work through our board. And then recently, very recently, our full board of directors voted to approve the community engagement action plan that we came up with.
Wow.
Which is essentially, it amounted to 4 goals and then a whole range of action items that we were going to do within those goals. Don't ask me the 4 goals, please, I don't know them. And then we also had to take a look at, you know, what was funded, like what can we do of those things that are in our operating budget already, what might need future funding. And then the final item in all of that analysis was a tracking mechanism. So you know, like using key performance indicators so that we can track how we're doing over time now, going forward. It was a really interesting project.
Yes.
It was really eye-opening, the way people see us and the way people see King of Prussia in general.
Well, hopefully most of it was positive, right?
Yeah, it was very positive.
Oh, that's good.
The thing that came out of it that was, you know, pretty eye-opening, I think, to us is that it's hard for people to know the difference between what we're doing and what others are doing.
Right.
So people might see the landscaping projects that you were talking about, for example, but think that they're being done by PennDOT that they're being done by the township,
right,
when really they're being done by our organization. They might attend an event that we're doing, like the block party that we do every year in the town center for the Children's Hospital, but think that it's being done or put on by the town center when it's being produced by our organization.
Right.
So we learned about a lot about how we need to message things better, sign things better, like make sure that people are aware of what we're doing and when we're doing it and why we're doing it.
Right.
You know. Why we do things is really important. So learning how to communicate, very easy for people to explain what they do, very easy for people to explain how they do it, very difficult for people to explain why they do it.
Right.
But generally the why is the reason why people want to interact with your organization, right? So you talked earlier about how residents interacting with us.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 times a resident's gonna wanna be a part of what we do because of the why we do it more than anything. So we learned a lot about messaging, and now we're in the process of trying to implement a lot of those things.
Yeah, the thing that I'm curious, I don't know if you have the answer to this, but did they, the third party that was doing the engagement,
mm-hmm.
was there a sample size they were looking for in terms of, did you have to hit at least 50% of the mm-hmm. local residents or the businesses? Mm-hmm. What number were they looking at?
Yeah, that's a great question. I asked that question myself during the process. Yeah. So. And the answer really is no. There wasn't a specific sample size. It was more about trying to engage in as many events as possible and get as many people as possible to respond over this period of time. It was a really long period of time, so there was a lot of opportunity. So I don't know how many exact, you know, residents responded or how many exact employees responded. But I do know that the firm that we worked with is a company called Connect the Dots. They're located down in Philadelphia. They do a lot of this community engagement work. They were very happy with the numbers that were produced.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, you know, it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of outreach to get to those numbers. But they were pleased, and they felt like they had a good sample size that we could use to be confident in making decisions off of the data we received.
What type of feedback were you getting from the board? Because obviously they gave the green light to go ahead. Are you getting
from
good
our
response?
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got great response. I mean, our board really likes, you know, obviously knowing that we do these programs, but they want to know that they're effective, mm-hmm. and they want to know that people know that we're doing them. and they want to know that we're working on ways to always improve things. So they were really happy and excited about the fact that, you know, we had this idea to do this huge outreach to the community, because we had never done that before. So right. gathering that type of information is really important to them. These are property owners that are funding us. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to know that their money is
their money's being put to good use.
Right. Yeah. And that we're constantly working to, you know, revise things, improve things, and you have to ask people, right, to learn what are your good traits, what are your bad traits, and how you can improve. So they're very responsive.
Yeah, because I'm curious, because since you're sitting at the top of the food chain here, I was more curious if people come to you directly, or are you hearing it from a trickle-up effect, you know?
In terms of what people like think of our organization or know of our organization, you know, we're small and we're all out there.
Yeah.
So I hear things all the time too. I'm out doing all the time. And, you know, it's not like we have like some big corporate hierarchy in our organization. It's like all hands on deck. We all do everything.
That's good.
And so we all hear everything. So a lot of the things that, you know, were gathered were like not a surprise to us.
Right.
And then some of the things were a little bit surprising.
So before I forget, let our audience know a little bit about the Clean Streets program you have here in the King of Prussia District.
Yeah, great. Glad you brought that up. It is something we're really excited about. And this is a new initiative that's part of our physical improvement program called Clean Streets. And what we are doing is we hired a third party contractor to go out and pick up litter all along some of the major corridors in Upper Marion Township, and things like the interchanges 76, 276, you know, North Gulf Road, DeKalb, places that just collect a lot of trash, and people notice that, and PennDOT is kind of overwhelmed. So this is a way for us to try to help PennDOT, but clean up our area too, because, you know, we are the location for tourism in Montgomery County. And just millions of people in and out of here every year in our hotels and in our event facilities, and they see this, and we just want to make sure that we're presenting the best and cleanest environment possible.
Fantastic. So someone watching this program wants to get more information, how would they go about doing so?
Well, the best place to get information about our organization is on our website. So that's visitkop.com. We are located at 234 Mall Boulevard, Suite 150, right here in King of Prussia, next to the Capitol Grill. Yeah. So if anybody wanted to pop into our office, we always welcome people there too.
Very nice. Excellent. Our guest today has been Eric Goldstein. He's the president and CEO of the King of Prussia District. From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.